I was hanging from the last of seven ladders that somebody had lashed, toes to shoulders, flush to the tree. I had not brought a safety harness, but climbed nonetheless. Those figs had banished security from my mind. As I tried to maintain my grip on the metal rungs, an intense wave of vertigo paralyzed me. For a moment, I could no longer sense my own body. It was as if my mind was all that existed of me, and it scrambled to process the sudden danger. I held my breath. Solid ground was a long way down, but I needed those figs, and that meant I had to let go of the ladder with one hand to reach past the snake. My obsession with figs had long since taken root. In the years ahead, it would take me to temples, mountain tops, and into the crater of an active volcano. It would stay with me long after I stopped studying biology. It would take solid form in the pages of this book. It has been a long and fruitful journey. I first encountered these plants in my childhood home. One lived inside in a plastic pot and inched its way towards whatever light it could find. Just a meter high and spindly of limb, it would fall over if my sister or I ran past it too quickly. I was the youngest member of the family, so the periodic task of cleaning the tree's leaves fell to me. As I stroked each dark green leaf with a soft yellow duster so it shone, I couldn't fail to notice the label that stood upright like a tombstone in the soil. The exotic words there, Ficus benjamina, made no sense to my young eyes. Years would pass before I understood what those words meant, and before I learned that this frail plant was a mere baby. As one of the most common houseplants in the world, Ficus benjamina is seen more often indoors than out. But in the forests of Asia, this species can reach 30 meters in height. Its reddish, pea-sized figs sustain dozens of wild animal species. My mum referred to the plant in our hallway as the fig tree. This confused me, as outside, in our next-door neighbour's garden, there was another plant she gave the same name, though it looked utterly dissimilar. Despite their differences, both plants were indeed fig trees, distant cousins with a common ancestor. This was my first exposure to the rich variety of fig species that has kept biologists busy for more than 2,300 years.